Good day, this is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, presenting your weekly insurance news wrap on this Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. Starting off with the hot topic of the moment, levies on fire services. The Insurance Brokers Association of New Zealand, also known as IBNZ, has delivered a strong caution about the incoming amendments to emergency services funding. Set to roll out on the 1st of July, 2026, these changes could considerably upturn commercial property costs. Under the new system, premiums could skyrocket, creating a wider coverage gap due to less affordable insurance. It's estimated that these changes could lead to an eye-watering 400% increase in levies if a property is to remain aptly insured. The involvement of assets that ordinarily wouldn't need fire and emergency New Zealand services, like our brave search and rescue helicopters, is another twist that's taking quite a few by surprise. It's safe to say that this issue will need to be closely monitored as feedback is compiled for review by the minister post-consultation period. In another industry development, the Insurance Council of Australia, we'll know it as the ICA, is working closely with the government in an effort to mitigate the ever-increasing insurance costs, particularly in flood-prone areas. Taking a holistic strategy, an exciting new task force has been established by the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet. This task force, named the Insurance Affordability and Natural Hazard Risk Reduction Task Force, aims for an equilibrium between immediate relief and the preservation of market stability. Spearheaded by ICA CEO Andrew Hall, the urgency of finding strategic solutions for affected households is paramount. However, no concrete timeline has been given. Lastly, a stark warning to motorists, insurance coverage doesn't travel back in time. This lesson comes after a recent ruling against a motorist who purchased a policy from Suncorp post-accident, only to have his claim denied. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or the FCA, held firm that insurance cover isn't backdated to the start of the day you purchase your policy. This echoes the adage, always err on the side of caution and maintain continuous coverage. Transparency about existing damages when purchasing a policy is also stressed. That wraps up this week's briefing. Stay informed, stay insured, and remember, Financial Services Online is here for all your personal and business insurance needs. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off. Stay safe, Australia.